Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. If you're in the $1 to $30 million net worth range, you really only have two options. Option one, you hand your wealth over to a financial advisor, pay their fee year after year, and slowly draw those accounts down until the money runs out, or you do. Or option two, you run your wealth like a business built to outlast you. I'm Christopher Nelson, and that second path is exactly what I'm gonna show you how to set up in this video. Around 5 years ago, I set up my own microfamily office based on the same seven components that run $100 million family offices, just scaled down to fit my situation. I'm gonna walk you through all seven and stick around to the end, because I'll show you how to score yourself across every one of them so you'll know exactly which ones you've already got dialed and which ones are costing you right now. But before any of that, you need to understand why nobody handed you this playbook in the first place. Chances are you spent decades getting good at making money, but making money and managing money are two different skill sets, and nobody handed you the playbook for the second one. So you're left sensing something's missing without being able to put your finger on it. That's the service desert. If under 1 million, you're a DIY investor on a retail app. If you're over 100 million, you build a single family office running your wealth like a business with a multifamily office in between for those north of 50 million. You're too big for the app and too small for the single family office. But the good news is that gap is exactly where the microfamily office lives. It's the same operating model the big players run on, just scale to your level. So now let's unpack the seven components. Component one is vision. This is the why behind the wealth. Why does this money exist, and what is it actually supposed to do for you and the people that you love? Without vision, every decision is a one-off reaction. With it, every decision points to the same direction and is trying to accomplish the same goal. This is where two key frameworks live. Your legacy statement, which puts into words what this wealth is actually for and the life it's meant to fund, and your investment thesis, the filter every single opportunity has to pass before it gets a dollar. Vision comes first because everything else serves it. Component two is structure. This is how your portfolio is organized and engineered. Most people think they're diversified. Then they actually add it up and find they're heavily concentrated in one or two big positions, almost all of it in growth, with next to nothing generating income. The accounts are scattered, a brokerage here, a 401k there, and none of it points to a goal. Concentration like that can wipe out years of gains in a single bad quarter. And a portfolio that doesn't pay you keeps you chained to the next paycheck. Those are the golden handcuffs. You organize every holding by its job, growth, income, or preservation. Then set your allocation targets, your risk limits, and the rules for when you rebalance. This is called portfolio architecture, and it becomes a single operating policy for your wealth. What do you buy? What do you hold? And what every dollar is there to do. Decisions stop being one-off reactions and start running a predefined decision-making framework. Component three is protection. Wealth you don't protect doesn't last. Protection is the legal and tax defense around everything that you've built. At the center of what we call the two-company architecture, the same entity structure the ultra-wealthy use, scale to your level. One entity, the holding company, is your vault. It owns and protects your assets. The other, the management company, is your engine. It runs the active operations and generates income. The principle behind it is simple. Own nothing in your personal name. Control everything through the structure. This matters because when your assets sit in your own name, you're a sitting duck. One lawsuit or liability claim and the wealth you spent decades building is on the table. And you're handing the IRS far more than you should be, since likely you don't have your assets inside of the proper entities. This is also where the deduction stack lives, a layered set of tax strategies with the goal of getting your taxable income as close to zero as possible. When you do this properly, your assets get shielded and you stop overpaying taxes you were never required to pay in the first place. Now let's move to component four, process. Process is the rhythm your wealth business operates on. This is where quarterly reviews actually happen because they're on the calendar. It's when tax planning actually starts in January, not scrambling when your CPA emails you in April. It's having a defined process for bookkeeping that you can hand off to a bookkeeper who closes them every month. It's also the procedure for how documents get filed so you can actually find them. Ultimately, you want to ensure you have a process for everything that actually runs your microfamily office. If it only lives in your head, you do not have a wealth business. You have a job you created for yourself that will likely not outlast you. Component five is data. Look, the reality is you can't run a business if you don't know the true underlying metrics. The data component is the consolidated real-time view of everything, both on the portfolio side and the business operation side. It's not just knowing if your net worth went up or down, it's knowing your after-tax returns. It's knowing if your tax strategy is on track. When your data is clean, you stop guessing and you start knowing. And knowing is what lets you make confident decisions fast. Let's move on to component six, advisory partners. In a microfamily office, you're not passively handing all your money to a financial advisor. You're building a team of specialists who execute your strategy. A certified tax planner, an estate attorney, a bookkeeper, and sometimes a financial advisor. The difference is they're not siloed vendors who never speak. They are a coordinated team, and you're the one orchestrating to ensure everyone is aligned with your goals. And it's not just gut feelings. You should have a simple scorecard to gauge their performance. This helps you understand who is earning their fee and who you might have outgrown. Now, the final component seven is governance. This is the one almost everybody skips, and it's the one that determines whether any of this outlasts you. Governance is how decisions get made and who has the authority to make them. It's your successor actually understanding the system and why you built it. Because if you don't build this, you haven't built generational wealth. You've just managed your own money very well. There is a difference. Now, here's what I need you to understand. These seven are not a checklist that you knock out and forget. They're a system. Vision drives structure, structure enables protection, process and data keep it running and visible, advisory partners execute it, and governance makes sure it lasts. Pull one out, and the others have to work harder to compensate. But, and this is the part that takes the pressure off, you do not build all seven on day one. You build them progressively. Early on, you focus on vision, structure, and the basics of protection. As you grow, you layer in process, data, and your advisory team. At the top end, it's full integration and governance, firing on all cylinders. A simple version of all seven beats a sophisticated version of three every time. That's the shift you're making from scattered accounts and reactive decisions to a business you actually run. So now you know the seven components. The real question is the one I promised at the start. Where do you actually stand on each one today? That's exactly what I built the Microfamily Office Readiness Scorecard for. It's free and it will take you around 5 minutes to complete. At the end, you'll get your overall wealth operation score. You will find out where your gaps are and most importantly, what you need to focus on first. Head over to wealthops.io/score or click the link below this video. Answer it honestly. The whole point is to see the truth and not just to feel good. Once you've got your score, check out this video on the 15 different income vehicles that can live inside of your portfolio. Let's keep building.